The Bulldogs getting the chance for the starters, including their seniors, and that would be Ariana Lewis, Kaylee Newkirk, Bailey Wanless, and Tristan Peterson. The libero player is senior Holly King. And also J.C. Maxwell will get the start, along with Jaden Boland. J.C. is a sophomore, and Jaden is a junior. And we're just about set for action to get underway. The gym kind of quiets now. Everybody kind of catches their breath. And I'm guessing there'll be a lot of yelling tonight because there generally is. Both sides support their teams very well. Holly King will serve. The Bulldogs serving first. Seneca bringing in Gilbertson in the libero role in the back row. And we are underway tonight from WRCL. There is the serve. Fielded by Gilbertson. Ball goes left side. Buffington brings it back. Pushed over by Manning. Now Newkirk, here's a quick set for Wanless and a lift called on the Bulldogs. That'll be a point for Seneca, 1-0, the Royals. Coming into the lineup, number 11, Lily Payne, she'll serve. Payne in the back row gets the ball and now starts up. 1-0 Seneca, here's the serve. Fielded by Newkirk, and there's the pass by Lewis. Wanless takes a swing, drives it in, and we are tied. One apiece on a big-time swing. Good job by Bailey Wanless, their senior. She is quite the force up there in the front. Serving will be J.C. Maxwell as the Bulldogs rotate around. Alyssa Muller is in the front left, and Maxwell with the serve. Fielded by Seneca. They'll set it on the right side. Here's Manning. Shot blocked by the Bulldogs. Nice block by Wanless. Seneca tries again and hits it into the net. 2-1, Bulldogs. Maxwell will continue to serve. She heads to the back row. And we'll take a look now, gets the whistle. Here's a line drive serve. Cut off now by Buffington. Ball goes left side, and the shot over the top there by Manning. Fielded by King. Back to the middle. Wanless, a shot blocked by Seneca. Back to Ithaca again. Muller tries, drives it back row. Good dig by Gilbertson. Pass back to Manning, takes a shot. King, back row, gets a nice dig. Lewis with a pass. Muller takes it over down the line and in. 3-1, nice hit by Alyssa Muller. That ball had eyes. So Maxwell will continue serving for the Bulldogs. Couple of dribbles. Steps up, and here's the serve, and that'll be an ace. Bulldogs go up 4-1. As Maxwell puts it in big time. Bulldogs by 3. Maxwell with the approach. Here's the serve. Cut off by Seneca. Pass to the right side. Davidson gets it over. Newkirk, now Lewis. Far side, Muller bumps it over. Fielded now by Seneca. They'll work it to the right. Taking a shot, Manning. Blocked by Wanless. Back to Seneca. And Manning gets it over and down. And Manning got it through the block. And Seneca gets a side out. Serving for the Royals will be Skylet Gilbertson. Skylet comes up. There's the serve. That one is played by King in the back row. Lewis passes left side. Muller takes it to the right. Fielded by Gilbertson. Pass to Manning. Her shot played by King by the Bulldogs. Pass to the left side and over and down. Alyssa Muller with a couple of really big-time hits here early on. That makes it 5-2. Serving for the Bulldogs will be Ariana Lewis as the team rotates around. Looks like Brindley Wanless into the lineup. Oh, net serve by the Bulldogs. That'll give it back to Royals, and now that'll make it a 5-3 ball game. Serving for Seneca will be number 2, Emma Manning. Here comes the approach. Manning with a run-up and a line drive serve dug by Maxwell. Here's Lewis giving it to the right side. Shot by Wanless. Played now by Seneca. Good dig by Davison. They pass right side. Pounding it over is Syme. Played again by the Bulldogs. Muller over and down. 6-3 on the kill by Alyssa Muller. Rotating in now is Tristan Peterson. Seeing her first action tonight. Here comes the approach and the serve. Diving dig Seneca. Punched over now by Chambers. And the Bulldogs work at left side. Wanless drives it back row. Seneca sets it up for the middle, taking it over and down. Bulldogs are called in the net. So that's a point for Seneca, and that will make it 6-4. Opening set just underway in regional championship volleyball. The whistle, Seneca's Addison Davison will serve. And there's the serve. King trying to fight it, can't get it on the back row. That's a Seneca ace. And that makes it 6-5. Davison will try again. Starts way back by the Ithaca padding on the wall. And now the run up, there's the serve. Fielded by King. Lewis sets it left side. Peterson for the kill. Tip by Seneca. Down it goes. Nice hit by Tristan Peterson of the Bulldogs. That'll make it 7-5. Serving for the Bulldogs will be Jaden Boland. Jaden with the run-up. And here's the serve. Fielded now by Seneca. They'll set it to the right side. Taking a shot and down. Number four, Kylie Chambers. Makes it a one-point set. 7-6 the score. Chambers back to do the honors. Here's the whistle. And Chambers with the serve. Fielded by Boland. Bulldogs work it to the middle. And here's Peterson. Big time hit, but it's out of bounds. That one missed, and we are tied at 7 here in the opener. Kylie Chambers will keep serving. Back to even in this one. And Seneca tries to take a lead. Here's the serve. Fielded by Wanless. Ball caroms off the net. Lewis. Oh, good recovery. King gets it over. Here's a set by Seneca getting it over. Maxwell. Lewis. Wanless takes it over. Sliding in. Chambers gets the dig. Here's the kill attempt by Seneca. First shot. Time shot is blocked by the Bulldogs. They'll keep it going. Set to the left side. Maxwell takes a shot out of bounds. But Seneca is called for being in the net. That'll make it. Put the points on the wrong side, perhaps. Yes, 8-7 Ithaca. Kaylee Newkirk will serve for the Bulldogs, leading by one in the opener. There's the serve, fielded by Seneca. Free ball over. Here's Tristan Peterson. Lewis to Maxwell. JC shot, long, out of bounds. And we are tied again at 8. Bulldogs hitting it a little strong in this opener. Going back to serve is Ava Syme for Seneca. Tied at 8 here in the opener. Here's the serve. Fielded by Boland. Lewis over on set number 1. Ball comes right side. Shot by Manning. Back row. King. Lewis sets up and a shot over the top that time by Peterson. Fielded by Seneca. Pass to Manning. Her shot is in. And Manning gives Seneca the lead at 9-8. With a big time kill. Ava Syme will serve for Seneca. They're up by one in the opener. Here's the approach. Knuckleball to the right side. Fielded now by King. Lewis to Maxwell. JC shot. Long. Out of bounds. And that'll make it a 10-8 ball game. And Seneca up by two. Serving will be Ava Syme. Syme with the approach. Right to the net. Nice play. Boland gets the dig. Lewis sets it. Ball is blocked by Seneca and played now by Lewis. Back to King. Holly pounds it over. Seneca's going to be getting a point. Looks like a lift called on the Bulldogs. So Seneca goes up by 3. It is 11-8. And Angie Young takes a timeout for Ithaca. Seneca leads by 3 in the opener. WIAA Regional Volleyball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413. free.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Following the timeout, the Bulldogs bounce back for a point on a hit by Maxwell, and it's 11-9, and Holly King will serve. This one back row and down for an ace, and the Bulldogs, after the timeout, get a couple of points in a row now. 11-10 the score, Seneca leading by one. Here's the approach by Holly King, and it's almost a four. Nice pancake save by Stein. And on the third hit, Seneca hits the net. We are tied at 11 here in the opener. We'll get some other scores for the Filney flip phone coming up. Holly King with a serve. That one is long, out of bounds. Bulldogs miss the back line, and Seneca takes a point. 12 to 11, and Seneca Royals will serve. Lily Payne in from the bench to do the honors. And here's the serve. Fielded by Bolin and brought back to the floor by Wanless, pushed over by King. Seneca working on it, passing it to the right side. Manning gets it over. Set by Maxwell. Lewis gives it right back to her. JC down the line, got it in. Nice job, JC Maxwell. Fed the line right down the line, and that'll make it a 12-12 score. Maxwell back to serve. JC will get a couple of dribbles by the back row, right by Mr. Greg Herbst. He's a towering presence. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Seneca. They'll work it to Manning on the right side. Down the line with a hit, and it is out of bounds. And the Bulldogs will take the lead, 13-12. Midway through here, and the Bulldogs lead by a slim point. There's the serve, fielded by Seneca. Pass to the setter. Here goes the shot by Syme. Nice job blocked by Wanless. Ball pushed back now to the Bulldogs. Set, here's the swing. Wanless shot, no, into the net. And we're tied at 13. Rough and rowdy crowd here tonight. Ah, some good school spirit. Serving is Skylet Gilbertson. Gilbertson with a line drive serve. King cuts it off the back row. Passed by Lewis. Now punched over by Wanless. Seneca sets it in the middle. Taking a shot over the top. Chambers. And Nuker got a hand on it. And Lewis trying to save it. And hits it up and out of bounds. That one went clear to the corner. The Bulldogs tried to right the ship and bring it back to the court. And could not. 14-13 Seneca. Here's Gilbertson with the approach. Line drive serve. Passed by King. Lewis to Wanless, and she got it in. Nice job by Bailey. Wanless got it through a Seneca attempted block, and the Bulldogs will have it. That will make the score, it should be, 14 apiece. Ariana Lewis with the serve. Cut off here near side by Seneca. Pass back to the right. Manning gets it over. There's the pass by Lewis. Left side taking the shot. Muller, good dig by Seneca. They keep it going. Ball punched back row there by Manning. Set in the middle. Wanless for the swing. And down it goes, but it is long. And let's see. They get the score corrected. Yes, 15-14 is the score. Seneca leads by one. Emma Manning will serve for the Seneca Royals. Manning, a sophomore. The visitors leading by one in this regional title match. There's a pass from Wanless to Lewis. King back row brings it over. Here's a set by Seneca to the middle. Taking a swing now is Chambers. Seneca's in the net. And we're tied. 15 apiece in the opener tonight. Regional championship volleyball. And J.C. Maxwell will serve. No, I take that back. It's Bailey Wanless. Bailey with a serve. Oh, it hit the net. Net serve, and it's 16-15, Seneca. Seesaw battle. Bulldogs making a number of mistakes and service mistakes here in the early going. Trying to clean that up. Here's the serve. King gets the dig. Lewis brings it back to the middle. And Brindley Wallace fires it over. Fielded now by Seneca. Pass to the right side. Shot by Syme. Cut off by Muller. Lewis back to Alyssa. That's a tough one. Hit the antenna. And a point for Seneca. 17-15. They lead it. And Seneca will serve. Addison Davison. Seneca leading by two. Davison with a run up. There's a line drive serve. King back row. Lewis hustles. And now punched over by Maxwell. Bulldogs, nice recovery. Seneca setting it to the middle. Slapped over and in by Kylie Chambers. And Seneca takes the lead at 18-15. Kylie Chambers with the kill. Seneca by three. Here's the approach and the serve. Fielded by King. Now Lewis passes to the far side, and Tristan Peterson punches it over. Seneca works it to the right side. Shot by Syme. Dug by Muller. Lewis distributes it. Shot down the line and in by Brindley Wallace. And the Bulldogs are back within two. It is 18-16. Serving for the Bulldogs will be Jaden Boland. Seneca by two here in the opener. WIAA Regional Volleyball. Here's the approach and the serve. Fielded by Seneca. They'll set it to the right side. Taking a shot and out of bounds is Kylie Chambers with her kill attempt. And it's back to a one-point set. 18-17, Seneca. Jaden Boland will serve. Boland gets the whistle. Steps up. Here's the serve. Floats it over. Fielded now by Gilbertson. Pass to the right side. Seneca slams it in. Kylie Chambers gives Seneca a two-point lead, 19-17. And Chambers is back to serve. Here's the whistle. She starts back by the wall. The approach and the serve. Fielded by Boland. There's the set on the far side. Maxwell takes it over. Diving dig Seneca. Push to the far side. The Royals take it over and got it in. Big hit by Maya Buffington. 20-17. Ithaca will use another timeout. Seneca by three here in the opener. A regional championship volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
20-17, Seneca in the lead. WIAA tournament soccer today. River Valley lost to St. John's Northwestern in soccer 2-0, the final score. Delamon Darien 1-0 over Wisconsin Dells in overtime. Aquinas 2-0 on Arcadia with a win. And we're underway after the timeout. Seneca with a serve. Fielded by Boland. Pass to Lewis. Far side Maxwell. Shot blocked straight up by Seneca. And down it goes. 21-17. Seneca playing the net well. Serving will be Kylie Chambers. Chambers to the back wall. 4-point lead for Seneca. They're within four of going out. Here's the serve. Boland with a pass. Lewis sets it up. Nope, hit the net. And that'll make it. Ooh. They call it the other way. And so that's quite a shift. 21-18. Bulldogs within three. And one of their better servers back in, Kaylee Newkirk, will serve. Seneca in serve receive mode. Here it is. Line drive serve fielded by Gilbertson to the left side. Wallen sets it up. Punched over by Manning. Newkirk back to the middle and dumping it over is Peterson. Seneca sets it. Taking a shot. That one is blocked by Seneca again, or by Ithaca, and Seneca tries again, gets it over. Newkirk and Lewis, and then dumping it over and out of bounds. Tristan Peterson missed the line. 22-18, Seneca leading by four, and they're bringing back Ann Manning to the left side. She's tough there, and the server is going to be Ava Syme. Seneca by four. Here's the serve. Fielded now back row by Bolin. Set to the left side. Maxwell takes a swing. Diving dig Gilbertson. Seneca keeps it going to Manning. And it's over. Oh, good dig by King. There's Lewis. And then Maxwell punches it over. Seneca, Gilbertson right side. Taking a shot is Manning. Diving dig Maxwell. Lewis dumped it in. Nice play by Ari Lewis. The setter dumped it in. Seneca not expecting it. 22-19. Bulldogs hanging in there. And Seneca in serve-receive mode. The serve by King. And it is an ace as the Bulldogs are back within two. 22-20. And now Seneca wants a timeout. 22-20. Seneca leading the Bulldogs. Ithaca on a two-point run now and trying to get back into it. This is high school tournament volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Decorate for the harvest season with a visit to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Now is an especially good time with reduced prices of 40% off on a variety of fall decor and Halloween items. Exclusions apply. Need a unique gift? Our outdoor wind spinners are now 50% off. There's still plenty of time to enjoy fall decorations, so stop by and make the most of these great fall specials and a dose of decorating enthusiasm, because every day is a perfect day to stop at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, 383 West 3rd Street, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
Volley is underway after the timeout. Bulldogs push it to Seneca. Near side Manning takes it over. Got it down. 23-20, Seneca here in the opener. And they'll bring in number 11, Lily Payne, to serve. Seneca by three. They need two to go out. Here's the whistle, the approach, and the serve. Newkirk fields it. Lewis passes far side, tapped over and out of bounds on the attempt there by Bailey Wadless, and Seneca has game point. 24-20. So Seneca will serve, looking for the win in the opener. There's the serve. Newkirk fields it. Lewis sets it up far side, and for the kill, Wadless got it in. Bailey Wadless. 24-21. Bulldogs have not had enough of that here. They've had a little struggle with the passing, and they find the range there. Alyssa Muller is in for Jaden Boland, and J.C. Maxwell will serve as she rotates to the back row. Here's the serve. Seneca's Gilbertson passes it. Manning gets it back to the middle. Set over the top by Davison. Dug by Lewis. There's King, and now pushing it over is Muller. Seneca tries again. The set to Manning. Her shot in, and the swing goes to Seneca. 25-21 on a kill by Ann Manning. And Seneca takes the opener in this best of five. Coming up, set number two. This is WIAA Tournament Volleyball live from Ithaca tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Seneca takes the opener. The team switch benches. Seneca is led by three kills from Ann Manning and three from Kylie Chambers. One ace from Addison Davison. The Bulldogs led by three kills from Alyssa Muller. Two kills for Bailey Wineless. Two aces for Holly King. Seneca took over after the Bulldogs had built an early lead. And Ithaca certainly was mistake-prone in that opener as well. And Seneca taking full advantage. Teams getting ready for set number two again in this best of five. The winner moves on to play on Thursday night in the sectional semifinal of the WIAA postseason. Seneca will serve first. Here we go. The second is underway. Fielded by Newkirk. There's the set, and it's punched over by Wanless. Fielded now by Seneca over to the left side. Taking a shot and down for Ann Manning. Having a good start tonight. And that is 1-0 Seneca. Back to serve will be number 12, Ava Syme. Syme gets the whistle. And here's the approach. Fielded by Newkirk. Bolin will pass it back to the right side, and King gets it over. Taken now by Seneca. Pass to the far side. Manning takes a swing. King pops it up to the ceiling. Bolin passes it, and then Newkirk gets it over. Fielded by Seneca over to the far side. Manning for the shot. Blocked back by the Bulldogs. Nice job by Wanless. Here's another block attempt. That one goes in. Tristan Peterson trying to get up and stop that. Manning gets another. That makes it 2-0 in favor of Seneca. Serving is Ava Syme. Ava steps up, and here's the serve. Fielded by King. Here's the set, and Lewis gets it over on set number two to Seneca. The Royals pass it. Ball dumped over that time by Manning. Right back to the near side. Maxwell's shot is going to be hit back, and King is called for a lift. So JC hit it. Seneca blocked it, and they call King for a lift. That makes it 3-0. Seneca off to a start here in the second. The approach by Ava Syme and the serve. Fielded by King. Pass back from Lewis to Maxwell. Down the line and in. Bulldogs took a little off it and got the job done. Serving will be the Bulldogs. Holly King. Seneca leads it. 1-0 after a 25-21 hard-fought opening win. Here's the serve. Fielded by Seneca. They'll work it back to the far side. Manning shot. Blocked. There you go. Down it goes for Bailey Wanless and company, and that makes it 3-2. King will serve. Jump serve. That one just clears the net. Seneca makes the play to the back row. A little miscommunication, and it drops in. We are tied. 3-3 in the second. Holly King will serve, gets the whistle, and here's the approach. Line drives it near side, played by the Royals. Far side to Manning, ball blocked by Brindley Wanless. Now blocked back to the Bulldogs, and stopped in by the Bulldogs. Bailey Wanless gets a big-time kill, and just like that, the Bulldogs are starting to feel it. They take the lead. Holly King will serve. Holly puts it in play. Fielded back row now by Gilbertson. Pass to the right side. Touched over the top that time by Manning. Back to the middle. Wanless drives it in. Bailey Wanless getting it done with a 5-3 lead. The Bulldogs lead by two. Seneca bringing a new person into the back row. That's number six, Brittany Heise. And Holly King will serve. Holly takes it over. Fielded by Seneca. They'll give it to the right side, taking a swing, driving it over is Buffington. Newkirk digs. Here's it is set up, and down it goes for Bailey Wanless. Great assist by Ari Lewis and that makes it 6-3. Bulldogs now on a nice roll after trailing 3-0. They have scored 6 points. Here's the serve, down for an ace. 7-3 Bulldogs. Holly King with her third ace of the night, and Ithaca leads by 4. 7-3 Bulldogs in the second. Seneca won the opener 25-21. This is high school regional volleyball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
On the Philney flip phone, looks like Richland Center has won the opener against Aquinas tonight. 1-0. Here's the serve by Holly King. Fielded by Seneca, back row. They'll pass it to the left and then set over that time by Manning. Played again by the Bulldogs to Maxwell. Her shot blocked back by Rice. Ball comes to the left side, punched over by Wanless. Seneca tries again with a set to the middle. Driving it over and in is Rhea Wallen. And Seneca is back on track. 7-4 the score. Seneca will serve. Back to do the honors will be number 11. That is Lily Payne, and Lily with a serve. Fielded by Bolin. Here's the pass back to the middle, taking a shot over the top that time by Wallace. And Seneca works it to Manning, gets it over. Far side, now it's King. Lewis punched over by Wallace. Seneca tries again to Manning, softly taps it over. There's Maxwell, punched over that time by Wallace. Back it goes, and the Royals drive it back to the Bulldogs. Here's a set to Maxwell, into the net, and Seneca has scored two in a row. 7-5 the score. Neither team able to get much of an advantage in this one. Cuba City 1-0 on Dodgeville. Middle Point 1-0 up on Cashton tonight. Here's the serve. Bulldogs work it. Wanless takes it over, and it is out of bounds. Hit the line judge in the shoe. She was about a step out of bounds. And so the Royals are back within one. 7-6 here in the second set. Seneca won the opener 25-21. Boland with a dig. Here's the set and the shot down the line. That one missed by Bailey Wanless, and all of a sudden Seneca has tied. What a streaky set it is. Bulldogs scored six in a row, and now Seneca has come back and scored four in a row. Here's the serve. Newkirk to Lewis. Sets it right side. Ball is blocked down by Maxwell. Fielded by Seneca and punched over. Back line is going to be Bolin. There's Lewis, and Wanless on the run. Drives it in. Bulldogs back on track. Bailey Wallace off the assist from Ari Lewis, and that makes it 8-7. J.C. Maxwell will serve. Maya Buffington back in the back row for Seneca. Awaiting the serve, Seneca Royals, 1 point edge tonight for the Bulldogs. There's the dig by Seneca. They'll work it to the middle, and then driving it over that time is Wallen. Punched back by the Bulldogs and out of bounds. Bulldogs trying to take a shot, but Seneca was drawn up closer to the net. Ithaca saw that opening in the back row, but hit it just a little bit too far, and we are tied at 8. Seneca will serve. Gilbertson does the honors. Gilbertson with a serve. Maxwell gets a beat on it. Back to King. And now Wanless drives it over. Gilbertson with the dig. Set by Davison. There's a shot and out of bounds on the kill attempt by Chambers. And the Bulldogs score again. 9-8 the score. Brindley Wanless is in for the Bulldogs. Whistle sounds. And the serve for the Bulldogs. Nice serve by Lewis. Dig by Seneca. Ball blocked by Wallace. Back to the Bulldogs. And a net problem for Seneca. Seneca called for being in the net. The Bulldogs lead by 2. Score of 10-8. Serving will be Ari Lewis. Lewis with the approach and the line drive serve. That one is out of bounds. service error, gives it back to Seneca. That makes it 10-9. Bulldogs in the lead. And the Royals bring in number two, Emma Manning, to serve. Bulldogs in serve-receive mode. Here's a couple of dribbles for Manning and the serve. Field of the Holly King. Ari Lewis, far side, taking a swing, is wantless. Seneca knuckles it over, but out of bounds. Seneca, free ball back on the save by Kylie Chambers, but missed the line. That makes it 11-9. Bulldogs by two. Tristan Peterson in the front row left. Here's the serve by wantless. Fielded now back row by Gilbertson. Back to the middle, driving it over is Rice, and there's going to be a lift called on the Bulldogs. So that'll make it a one-point set. 11-10 the score. Serving will be Addison Davison. Addison with the approach and the serve. Cut off by Muller. Here's the set right side. Taking a shot is Peterson. Played by Seneca. They'll take it over. Back row and out of bounds. Seneca shot the line and missed. That makes it 12-10. Jaden Boland is in for the Bulldogs. Seneca won the opener. Ithaca leads in the second, 12-10. Both regular season matches went 5. Why would this one be any different? Here's the serve, fielded by Seneca. There's a set in the middle. Now punch to the back row and out of bounds. Seneca missed the line again. Chambers shot the line and missed, and that makes it 13-10. Ithaca by 3. Jaden Boland will serve. Jaden runs up, fires it, far side, Gilbertson with the dig. Here's the set in the middle, taking a shot over the top that time is Syme. Nice play by the Bulldogs, King, and then Boland gets it over from the back row. Seneca sets it in the middle, taking a swing. Big shot by Chambers. Good dig by Lewis. King pushes it over. This is a good volley. Seneca on the left side, dumping it over now. And now the Bulldogs, Lewis to the far side. Nope, they call it for a double hit. A point for Seneca, 13-11 the score. For Seneca, Kylie Chambers comes in. Chambers gets the whistle. Ithaca by two. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Boland. That one kind of caroms back. Brindley Wallace gives it back to her. Jaden gets it over. Seneca works it to Syme, and Ava gets the kill. 13-12, Ava Syme keeps Seneca close. And Kylie Chambers will serve. Chambers steps up. Here's the line drive serve, fielded by Boland. Quick pass, Lewis, one-hand save. Maxwell gets it over. Here's Seneca setting it up. They'll get it back to the left side. Syme takes a swing. Got it in, and we're tied. 13-13 here at Ithaca. Midway through the second, Seneca and Ithaca dead even. Both teams have let it go here. Timeouts have not been taken. Here's the serve, played by King. Here's the set, taking a shot. Peterson got it in. Peterson with a big-time bullseye right there. 14-13. Bulldogs back in the lead by one, and Kaylee Newkirk will serve. Newkirk in the back. Now steps up. Here's the serve. Far side. Fielded by Seneca. They'll get it to the left side. Taking a shot. Newkirk diving in. Can't get it. Big hit for Seneca's number 7, Maya Buffington. That'll make it 14-14. Serving is Ava Syme. The Bulldogs in serve-receive mode. 14 apiece here in the second. There's the serve. Newkirk fields it. Here's King passing to the right side. Tristan Peterson gets it over. Fielded by Seneca. Pass to the middle. Knuckled over that time by Wallen. Bulldogs try again with Maxwell. Drives it to the back row. Good dig there. There's the set. And taking a shot. And out of bounds. And Manning and the Bulldogs score a point. 15-14, Ithaca leading by one in the second. Bailey Wallace back in the lineup. She's in the front row left. And Holly King will serve. Holly with a run-up. There's the line drive serve, fielded by Seneca. Pass it left side. Manning takes it over, got it in. And Manning ties it up at 15. Seneca bringing number 11, Lily Payne, into the lineup. And Lily will serve. A couple of dribbles. Here's the approach. And the serve, and it's too long, out of bounds. Seneca hasn't made a lot of service errors tonight. Give a point right back to the Bulldogs. Side out for Ithaca. They'll make a change. Jaden Boland comes out. Alyssa Muller is in. And J.C. Maxwell will serve. Maxwell starts on the near side. Ithaca by one. Here's the serve. Far side, dug by Gilbertson. Pass to the left side, shot by Manning. Back row. One hand saved there by Maxwell. And now pushed over by Bailey Wanless. Ball to the right side. Ball blocked there by... Nice shot by Lewis. Here's the set again. Shot by the Bulldogs. Back row. Dug by Seneca. Pushed over. Newkirk diving dig. Lewis and now taking a swing. And getting it in is Bailey Wanless. Nice shot. Bulldogs by two. 17-15. That was a good volley. Boy, Ari Lewis did a good job of getting up and getting the block. She's got a good vertical leap. Setter playing in that front right. Here's the serve by Maxwell. Seneca fields it. They get it to the net and then get it over. Lewis and Newkirk. Near side, Muller drives it over. Fielded by Seneca. They'll take it left. Manning shot. Blocked back by Wanless. And now Manning gets it past the left side. And Gilbertson can't field it. And the Bulldogs go up by three at 18-15 here in the second. Bulldogs leading by three. And J.C. Maxwell will serve. Maxwell's serve right on the line, fielded by Seneca. Pass to Manning, drives it over. Backed up nicely by Muller. Lewis back to Alyssa Muller, and down it goes. Alyssa went with a left hand that time. Got the kill. That makes it 19-15. Bulldogs by four in the second. Seneca won the opener. J.C. Maxwell moves all the way to the near side. Gets the whistle and the approach and the serve. Far side, Gilbertson. There's the set. Left side shot by Manning. Played by Muller. Here's Lewis and Muller. Shot blocked. Out of bounds by Seneca. 20-15. Seneca will use a timeout. Bulldogs lead by five. I think this might be their biggest lead of the night. And we'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Give your home or office a luxurious look with ceramic tile flooring from All American Do It Center. Dahl Tile has seamless designs for residential or commercial applications. Enjoy the stain-proof, scratch-proof, waterproof, and fire-resistant feel and look. Plus, easily maintain the timeless beauty of a tile floor with Dahl Tile, the country's leading manufacturer of ceramic tile. Visit our Dahl Tile in-store display at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Bulldogs leading 20-15 in the second set. I'm Phil Nee, Mr. Fabulous Tim Feed. Back at the controls, Penn State leads the Badgers 7-3 in the second quarter. Big Ten football tonight. Here comes the approach by J.C. Maxwell. Nice serve. Seneca gets a bead on it. They get a touch back by the wall and get it over, but a lift is called. 21-15, Ithaca by six in the second. Great serve by Maxwell. Had a little power on that one. Here's the walk-up and the line drive serve. Cut off. No, Seneca. Nope, but get it over on hit number three. Nice play. Barely a save in the back row, but they got it done. Here's Wallace. Oh, blocked back by Seneca. Nice block there by Wallen. Bulldogs push it back. Manning takes it. Shot blocked by Wallace. And back to Seneca again. And they'll bump it over on the hit by Wallen. Back row, Maxwell. Set by Lewis. Shot is over by Brindley Wallace. Knuckled back by Manning. Back to the Bulldogs. King right side. Muller takes it. Played by Gilbertson. Seneca centers it back to Wallen. Her shot blocked by Peterson. And four hits. It wasn't a block. It hit the net. Came back to Seneca. They hit it again four times. And now that makes it 22-15. Bulldogs by seven here in the second set. J.C. Maxwell steps up. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Seneca. They'll work it from the back row. And then Chambers gets it over. Ball set by Lewis. Back to Wormuth. Slams it in. 23-15. Bailey Wormuth. They've been getting her the ball a few times here in this set. Let's see. 3, 4, 5. I have her at 6 kills now. The Bulldogs lead by 7. J.C. Maxwell will keep serving. Here's Maxwell's serve. Fielded by Seneca. Pass to the left side, taken by Manning. Bound the line, going to be dug there by King. Pass to Wireless, goes over with a left hand. Fielded by Seneca, they'll take it again. Manning drives it back row. King, Lewis, Brindley Wireless, and down it goes. Nice job, the Bulldogs have game point. 24-15. J.C. Maxwell, with her name plate on the back row, going to try to serve out here for the Bulldogs. There's the whistle. And the serve goes right down the line and in for an ace. And the Bulldogs end set two with an exclamation point with a clean ace. That makes it 25-15. The match is even at one apiece here at Ithaca. We'll be back with set number three coming up from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Sectional cross-country meets have been held this weekend. A WIAA meet took place last night at Black River Falls. Richland Center Ithaca had strong races and personal bests. The team had three runners qualify for state. Ryan Stadler and Clayton Lee will be going to state for the second time, and Grace Fretz will be competing for the first time. The Richland Center Ithaca boys team missed advancing to next week's meet at Wisconsin Rapids by a single place. Also today at Prairie du Chien, basketball boys advance. Congratulations to the Bulldogs, who took second. Iowa Grant was the first place team, led by Brett Connolly's top time. Bodie Bright was the top runner for Boscobel. Other runners include Graydon Richter, Tyler Miller, Ashton Udelhoven, Carter Molzoff, Harrison Davis, and Alex Kruel. Good luck to the Boscobel boys at the state meet next weekend. The Riverdale cross-country team finished strong today as well at Prairie du Chien. The boys finished in fifth place out of 19 teams, coming in behind their conference foes. The top time for Riverdale, Lakota Brewer, 13th with a time of 17:50. Wyatt Schramm was 33rd. Hunter Wilkinson, 35th. Caleb Schleyline was 44th. James Schramm, 64th as well. And for the girls race, Melody Williamson was 48th, Kaylee Carter 59th, Riley Leith was 98th, and Megan Kruel 103rd. The WIAA football playoffs will continue next week. The Ithaca Bulldogs, a third seed, will play at number 2 seed Johnson Creek in round 2. The WIAA football playoffs level 2 action next week, Friday, November 1st. The Level 3 games are played Friday, November 8th. Level 4, Friday, November 15th. And the WIAA State Tournament will be November 21st and 22nd at Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Ithaca takes the second, 25-15. Fairly lopsided compared to how close we've been tonight. The Bulldogs led by 7 kills from Bailey Wanless, and we'll get the rest in a moment. We're underway. King with a serve. Set number 3 is underway. Seneca return trip on the hit there by Syme. Bulldogs return it with a hit by Maxwell. Seneca tries again. Set near side down the line and in. Nice hit for Ava Syme. And Seneca goes up to the tune of 1-0. Also in that second set, 2 kills for Alyssa Muller. an ace for Holly King, a kill and an ace for J.C. Maxwell. Here's the serve by Seneca. Boland free balls it over. That one's out of bounds. Seneca leads 2-0. Seneca led in that second by Ava Syme with two kills and Ann Manning with two kills. Seneca will try again. Up 2-0 here in the third. There's a line drive serve fielded by Newkirk. And now King, and it's going to be called a double hit on the try by J.C. Maxwell. And they're going to call it a violation. That makes it 3-0. Seneca off to a good start. Here comes the approach and the serve. Boland free balls it to the net. No, it caroms off, and Lewis can't play it. Seneca leads 4-0 suddenly. And Angie Young takes a timeout for the Bulldogs. We're even in wins tonight, but Seneca has taken a 4-0 jump in the third here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, some place, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Welcome back here after the timeout. It is Seneca serving, leading 4-0. There's the serve cut off by King. Maxwell passes it back to Holly, and she'll get it over. Played by Gilbertson. Seneca sets it to the right side. Manning takes a swing. King got a hand on it, saves it. Going to be back to Maxwell, and then punched over by Lewis. Seneca tries again. Manning shot blocked by Peterson. Ball comes back to the near side. Knuckle over by Seneca. Newkirk. Lewis, warmless, and it's in. And the Bulldogs are on the board. 4-1. Bulldogs got it to their middle hitter, Bailey Wanless. Alyssa Muller returns to the lineup. And serving will be J.C. Maxwell. 4-1 Seneca. Maxwell with a serve. Seneca fields it. They're going to pass it again to Manning. She'll take it to the angle. Maxwell back row. Lewis in the front. Wanless's shot blocked by Seneca. They collide. Keep it going and get it over. King back row. Lewis sets it. There's Wanless for the swing. Got it in. 4-2. Bulldogs keep the serve. Two in a row for Bailey Wanless, having a dynamic senior season. J.C. Maxwell with a serve for the Bulldogs. Fielded by Seneca. They'll pass it to the right side. Now punched over by Buffington. Cut off by Maxwell, and then Lewis, and then out of bounds, or is it? Line judge says yes. Good hit by Alyssa Muller, and the Bulldogs are within 1-4-3. Kind of moved the line judge on the kill, had to get out of the way and couldn't call the line real quickly, but they did. Here's the serve by Maxwell. Free ball over, nice play by the Bulldogs to retrieve Gilbertson's hit. Now Seneca tries again on hit number 3, and Rice. And Manning hits it into the net. That makes it 4-4. Certainly has been a night of runs here. Seneca starts 4-0, and now the Bulldogs have scored 4 in a row. Maxwell with the serve. Gilbertson fields it. Pass to the near side. Shot by Manning. Down it goes. Seneca back in the lead. And Manning with the kill. Into the lineup for Seneca, Lily Payne, for serving purposes. She goes to the back row. Manning will step up, and there's the serve right down the middle of the board. It's going to be played there by King. Lewis to Muller. Alyssa shot blocked by Seneca, staying on the Ithaca side, and Wanless drives it over. Manning now back to the right side, punched over by Davidson. Newkirk and Lewis, and then a net violation on the Bulldogs. 6-4, Seneca. Back to do the honors again will be Lily Payne. Lily gets a couple of dribbles, the whistle and the serve down the middle of the floor, played by King. There's the quick set shot out of bounds by Wanless. Bailey took a big swing and missed the line. That makes it 7-4. Seneca by 3 here in this third set. Wins are even at 1. Here's the serve by Seneca. King gets the dig. Lewis with a set. Wanless for the kill. 7-5 the score. 7-5 on a big hit by Wanless. Side out for the Bulldogs. Ariana Lewis will do the serving. Here comes the whistle. Lewis with the serve. And it is just a bit long. Out of bounds. 8-5 our score. Seneca gets the serve. Side out Seneca leading by 3 here in the third. Chambers rotates to the front left. Gilbertson with a serve. King with a dig. Set on the right side. Taking a shot is Wanless. Diving dig Davidson. Kept live by Seneca. Punched over by Davidson. Back row King. Here's the set. Wanless for a swing. Got it in. 8-6. Bulldogs are within 2. Lacrosse Aquinas wins the second set. 25-15 over Richland Center. That series is even at 1 apiece. Cuba City has defeated Dodgeville 2-0 tonight in volleyball action. There's the serve by Wanless. Seneca pinballs it around. They'll get it over on the hit by Davison. Here's Wanless to Lewis, and then Muller takes it down the line. Fielded by Gilbertson. The set by Davison. Shot by Manning. Back row. Bulldogs. Lewis sets up. Muller goes with the right hand. No, it's going to be a net violation on Seneca. And the Bulldogs pull within 1. 8-7. Here in the third, they're hanging from the rafters. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Here's the serve by Wanless. Back row, dug now by Gilbertson. Pass to the right, shot by Chambers. Back row, Bulldogs. Bailey Wanless, Lewis to the left. Shot over by Muller. Again, Seneca tries with a set on the right side. Shot by Manning. Oh, what a save by Bailey Wanless. It drops, oh, just out of bounds. She free-balled it back to the left side. It almost looked like it was going to land in bounds, but it did not. 9-7 the score. Hillsboro leading Brookwood, 2-0. Mineral Point, 2-0 up on Cashton. Phil Nee flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect. Hey, nice block by Peterson, who got it down, and the Bulldogs pulled within 1. It is 9-8. Tristan Peterson just into the lineup. And that will give the Bulldogs the serve. Jaden Boland gets the whistle, trying to tie it up. There's the serve to Seneca. The Royals get it to the middle, and Manning's shot blocked straight up and down. Tristan Peterson gets the block kill. That makes it 9-9. Bulldogs have evened the score, and Boland will serve. Boland gets the whistle. Starts back row. Here's a soft serve. Cut off now by Davison. Kept live. Pushed to Buffington, who gets it over. Fielded by King. There's the set. Peterson straight down with a slam dunk. 10-9, Bulldogs. Tristan Peterson responsible for 3 points in a row. And the Bulldogs have taken a 1-point lead, 10-9. Serving will be Boland. Here's the serve. Fielded by the Royals. They'll punch it over. Nice save by Brindley Wanless back to Seneca. And now driving it back is Peterson. Again, Seneca tries from the right side. Down the line, Holly King with a set. Lewis, and now back, dumped over by Peterson. Seneca tries again with a hit by Syme. And the Bulldogs called for a lift. We are even. 10 apiece here in the third. Nip and tuck match we knew it would be tonight, and it has lived up to expectations. Addison Davidson will be the server for Seneca. The Bulldogs in serve receive mode. Here's the serve. It's long. King right on the line makes the play. Back to Lewis, and now Maxwell takes it over. It is tipped by Seneca and out of bounds. It'll go to Bulldogs, and it makes it 11-10. J.C. Maxwell got a hit on that one. Again, a hand up by one of the Seneca players. Kaylee Newkirk rotates in and will serve for Ithaca. Here comes the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded by Gilbertson. Set back in the middle, knuckled over by Manning. Back row, King for the Bulldogs. There's a set shot by Maxwell. Fielded by Seneca, they punch it over. Newkirk to Lewis, centers it. Peterson shot, bumped to the rafters by Seneca. Kept live at A, get it over on hit number 3. Good hit by Emma Manning. Set left side, and Maxwell has to bump it over. Seneca on the right side, taking a shot, got it in. Nice hit by Ava Sine ties the score at 11. Seneca will serve. Kylie Chambers to do the honors. Chambers back to serve. 11 apiece. Here's the approach and the serve. King, and there's a set by Lewis. Shot by Peterson. Back row dug by Chambers. Set on the right side, bumped over by Sine. Back row King. Here's Lewis setting up Peterson. Down it goes.